主里亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听加略山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄奇峰牧师，翻译是黄奇光牧师。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是神为什么搅动我们。经文出自耶利米书第48章11到12节。现在让我们成虔诚的心，一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训，来崇拜三位一体又真又活伟大的神。
Yeah. 亲爱的天父
，Dear Father in heaven，
我们奉耶稣基督的名感谢你。
We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ，
因为您这么爱我们。
For you love us so much，
你每一天都牵着我们的手。
Every day you hold our hand，
你看顾我们。
You watch over us。
你供给我们。
You provide for our need。
你保护我们。
You protect us。
你引领我们。
You guide us。
今天你用恩手牵着我们来到你的家。
And today with your hand of grace, you bring us into your house。
你要与我们亲近。
You want to draw closer to us。
你要借着真理安慰我们。
You will comfort our hearts with your truth。
我们存敬畏的心。
Lord, for these our hearts stand in awe。
求主洁净我们。
May the Lord sanctify us。
除去我们一切的罪。
May the Lord remove all our sins。
使得我们在你的面前有敬畏的心。
And give us a heart that fear you。
免得亏欠你。
Lest we fall short of your grace and glory。
我们将以下的时间交托给主。
Lord, we entrust the next service into your next hour into your hand。
求主的灵来充满我们。
We pray that the Spirit of God fill us。
主的义来遮盖我们。
And we pray that the righteousness of God cover us.
主赐给我们喜乐。
And the Lord give us your joy.
除去我们一切的重担。
And may the Lord roll away our burdens.
使到我们能够赞美你。
So that we may be set free to worship you.
我们的赞美不是用口。
Lord, it's not only with our mouth, our lips.
乃是用心灵。
But Lord, we worship you with spirit and sincerity and truth.
谢谢主。
Thank you, God.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天我们要分享的信息是神为什么搅动我们。
Brothers and sisters, the subject of today's message is why does God disturb us?
人喜欢安定和安逸。
People like to settle down and to be at ease.
因为在安定安逸中，我们可以计划自己的未来。
For in the time of settlement and relaxation,We could sit down and plan for the future.
在安定安逸中，我们可以好好的享受一番。
In time of settlement and of relaxation, we can enjoy our lives.
但很多的时候，我们是在安定、稳妥、安逸当中的时候，就像酒被倒到从一个器皿被倒到另外一个器皿的里面。
But many times when we are too at ease,All of a sudden, we're just like wine being poured from one vessel to another.
被倒到另外一个器皿里面，正要安定稳妥下来的时候，又被倒到另外一个器皿里。
And when we have been poured into another vessel and about to settle down, we have been poured into another vessel again.
你问基督徒为什么会有这样的经历呢？
And you ask, why do believers have this kind of experience?
今天我们要从耶利米书第48章11、12节来分享神为什么搅动我们。
Today, from the book of Jeremiah 48, 11 and 12, we want to answer the question, why does God disturb us?
在我们刚才所读的经文里，
In the scripture we have read earlier,
神借着先知耶利米发出关于摩亚的预言。
Through the prophet Jeremiah, God gave a prophecy regarding Moab.
说摩亚即将面临审判。
That Moab will soon incur judgment.
你问摩亚做了什么事，以致要受审判。
You ask, what did Moab do that God would judge Moab?
牧师，我很想知道。
Pastors, I'd like to know.
我要知道那原因，我要学习那功课。
I want to know the reason. I want to learn the lesson.
答案就在刚才读的第十一节的经文。
And of course, the answer is found in verse 11 of the scripture we read earlier.
我再读一遍：摩亚自幼年以来，禅享安逸，如酒渣子上沉清，没有从这器皿倒到那器皿里，也未曾被掳去。
The scripture say Moab has been at ease since his youth. He has also been undisturbed, like wine on its dregs. And he has not been empty from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into exile.
你问摩亚从幼年以来常享安逸是什么意思？
You ask, Moab has been at ease since his youth. What is meant by this?
回答，摩亚自立国以来过着非常太平的日子。
And the answer is, since the establishment of the Moabite kingdom, the Moabites live at ease.
它的东边是大沙漠。
Moab's east side is the great desert.
它的西边就是死海。
And the west side of Moab is the Dead Sea.
它不像以色列。
Moab is not like the land of Israel.
以色列位于地中海东边的沿海线上。
The Israelite nation is situated on the east coast of the Mediterranean.
以色列是欧洲、亚洲跟非洲之间的主要通道。
Israel, the land of Israel, is the main passage between Europe, Asia, and Africa.
历史上有很多强国都要争夺这块地。
Historically, many powerful nations want to take over this land.
他们常常在这个地方发动战争，为要攻占这块地。
They often create war in this land in order to occupy it.
但是摩亚不是这样一个主要的交通渠道。
But the land of Moab is not the main road.To different parts of the world.
没有国家需要从这个地方经过。
No nation needs to pass through this land.
所以他们不需要预备打仗。
Therefore, the Moabite
did not need to prepare for war.
他们没有经历列国来要抢夺他们的艰难。
They never experienced the difficulties of the nations who try to take away their land.
他们没有遭受战争的伤亡。
They never suffered the death and casualty of war.
他们没有当过人家奴隶的羞耻。
They have never suffered the shame of being a slave of other people.
他们所度过的日子都是安定、安稳、安逸。
The days that they spend are at ease and relaxation.
但是这种安逸是非常危险的。
But this kind of ease is very dangerous.
先知耶利米说他们好像酒从来没有被从一个器皿里倒到另外一个器皿里一样。
Even the prophet Jeremiah said that they are like wine that has not been poured from one vessel to another vessel.
摩亚人对酿酒的过程很清楚。
The Moabites understand the process of wine making.
因为摩亚是生产葡萄的国家。
For Moab is a nation that produces grapes.
他们也制造古代最好的酒。
They also produce the best wines in the ancient world.
酿酒的过程是这样。
Now this is the process of wine making.
首先，葡萄必须要被压碎。
First, the grapes must be crushed.
葡萄汁要倒进大的器皿里面去发酵。
And then the juice.Of the grapes will be poured into a container to be fermented.
发酵的过程就产生沉淀。
And in the process of fermentation, all the dregs begins to sink down.
这个沉淀物就叫做酒渣。
And this settlement is called the lees.
酿酒的人为要除去这些酒渣，过一阵子呢，就要从把器皿里上面清的、纯的那一部分倒进另外一个器皿里。
In order to get rid of the lees, the winemaker has to pour the pure wine from the container to another container.
在那里，这些酒又开始重新的沉淀。
And so they get rid of the lees.But after they pour it over to the other container, the lees begins to come down again.
这样一个不断的过程，使到酒越来越清纯。
So they go through a long process of pouring over and over again to purify the wine.
如果没有经过这个过程
，without this process，
那些沉淀物就会变坏发酸了。
The lees at the bottom will become rotten and turn sour.
这个酸味就会影响酒的质量跟味道。
And the sour taste will affect the good taste of the wine.
这里神说，摩亚自幼年以来常享安逸，就像酒从来没有被倒出来一样。
So God says that the Moabites, from the very beginning, has enjoyed ease and comfort, like the wine that has never been poured from one.Bottle to another.
摩亚的舒服安逸，使到他们没有任何的预备。
The ease and the comforts of the Moabites make the Moabites unprepared.
使到敌人来攻击他们的时候，他们一下子就没有招架之力，完全被摧毁了。
So that when the enemies come to attack them, they are so weak, not able to resist, and will be destroyed.
弟兄姐妹。这是我们基督徒属灵生命的一个写照。
Brothers and sisters, what we have said is an illustration of the spiritual life of the Christian.
刚才说过，我们喜欢安定安逸。
We just mentioned earlier that we like to be relaxed and we like to have comfort.
但是如果我们这样体贴肉体，要安逸，要享受的时候，我们的生命就有问题。
But when we care too much about our flesh, our spiritual life has problem.
我们就会冷淡远离神。
We become cold and far away from God.
最终我们在神的面前没有任何的价值。
And ultimately, we don't have any value in the presence of God.
你说牧师，你可不可以告诉我们关于享受安逸的人生一些具体的表现？
He said, Pastors, can you tell us some of the expression of those who enjoy life in comfort?
好像我们在神的面前能够警醒、警惕跟避免将要受的审判。
So that in the presence of God, we can be alert and be able to avoid the upcoming judgment of God.
以下我们就从耶利米书第四十八章来看神所列出的五种表现。
Now, let's look at the five different expressions that the book of Jeremiah chapter 48 tells us about a person who is in danger of living at ease.
第一，他们把安全感建立在自己的财富跟资源上面。
First, they establish their sense of security on theirSafety and their treasure.
第七节说，摩亚依靠自己的努力和自己的财宝。
In verse 7, the scripture said that the Moabites depend upon their own effort and their own treasure.
弟兄姐妹，依靠自己财宝的是一种自我欺骗。
Brothers and sisters, to depend on your own treasure is self-deception.
因为地上的财物不是我们永远可以拥有的。
For the treasure of this world, we cannot own them forever.
生活的安息不是我们属灵生命成熟成长的环境。
The comfortable, relaxing condition of life is not a good condition for spiritual growth.
想一想，如果你把安全感建立在你银行的存款上。
For example, if you build your sense of security on the bank account you have,
当钱没有的时候，你将怎么办呢？
When money runs out, what would you do?
如果你把安全感建立在你的工作上。
If you build your sense of security on your job.
你的工作丢失了，怎么办呢？
When you lose your job, what would you do?
如果你把你的安全感建立在人际的关系上。
If you build your sense of security on human relationship.
有一天那关系破裂了，怎么办呢？
Someday when the relationship is broken, what would you do?
弟兄姐妹，如果你依靠储蓄多过依靠神。
Brothers and sisters, if you depend on your saving more than God,
如果你依靠工作多过依靠神，
if you depend on your job more than God,
如果你依靠人际关系多过依靠神，
if you depend on, you build your sense of security on human relationship more than God,
有一天神就会把那安全感拿走。
Someday, God will take the sense of security away.
神要把你从安舒安逸当中抛出去。
God will throw you out from your comfort.
神不要你因为安息而失去与他美好的关系。
God does not want you to lose his relationship with you when you depend on relaxation.
第二，摩亚人向神夸大。
Secondly,The Moabites boast to God.
二十六节和四十二节都说摩亚向耶和华夸大。
Verses 26 and 42, both verses says that the Moabites boast before God.
向耶和华夸大，就是在耶和华的面前居心自大。
To boast to God is to be arrogant before God.
夸大是说骄傲的话。
Now, to be arrogant is to say arrogant words.
夸大是行事狂妄。
To be haughty is to do things with the haughty spirit.
基督徒与非基督徒最大的区别是什么？
What is the great distinction between a believer and an unbeliever?
基督徒在神面前谦卑。
Believers humble themselves in the presence of God.
非基督徒在神面前骄傲。
The unbelievers are arrogant in the presence of God.
基督徒在神面前承认自己的过犯。
Christians confess their sins in the presence of God.
非基督徒在神的面前撒谎。
Unbelievers lie in the presence of God.
基督徒敬畏神。
Believers fear God.
非基督徒亵渎神。
The unbelievers blaspheme God.
但箴言十一章二节说。
But the book of Proverbs 11:2 says.
骄傲来，羞耻也来。
When pride comes, dishonor comes as well.
第三，摩押他们不要殷勤地服侍耶和华。
Thirdly, the Moabites do not serve God diligently.
第十节上半节说，摩押是懒惰为耶和华行事的。
Verse 10 of chapter 48 says, the Moabites are very lazy in doing things for God.
懒惰的意思是我没有兴趣去做。
Now, being lazy means that I don't have the interest to do it.
我不想去做。
I don't want to do it.
懒惰的人只想被人服侍，却不愿意服侍人。
A lazy person only want to be served by people and not serving people.
懒惰的人只要享受别人的成果，却自己不动一根指头。
A lazy person enjoy the fruits of other people's work, but they themselves do not work.
懒惰这个字也可以翻译成为欺骗。
Now the word for lazy could also be translated as deception.
欺骗的意思就是不是专事。
Now deception means when you are not, you pretend to be yes.
你没有专有。
You don't have it, you pretend to have it.
我想大家都听过波士顿的马拉松赛跑。
We know that probably most of you have heard about the marathon at Boston.
很多去参加赛跑的人其实只想在人潮中凑热闹。
Many people who join the marathon just want to be part of the crowd.
他们没有心智说我要跑完全路程。
They don't want to run the whole race.
他们更没有心智说我要得第一名。
And neither do they have the determination to get the first prize.
他们只要穿上一个 T 恤，在这个电视的荧幕上面显示一下。
They put on the T-shirt, and when the TV camera come, they go to the camera to show off themselves.
等到那兴奋的时刻过去，他们就缓慢下来，走出跑道，回到家里去。
When the moment of excitement is gone, they silently get out of the crowd and walk on the street and go home.
但弟兄姐妹，服侍上帝不能够这样。
Brothers and sisters, when you serve God, you cannot do so.
你要知道，我们所侍奉的是永生的神。
You must know that the God that we serve is the everlasting God.
服侍神是一个荣耀的职位。
Serving God is a glorious position.
所以，当我们服侍神的时候，千万不可懒惰。
So when we serve God, we should never be lazy.
服侍主不能说我想做就做，不想做就不做。
When you serve the Lord, you cannot say when I want to do it, I do it. When I don't want to do it, I put it aside.
容易的我就做，艰难的哦，我这个不做。
I do the easier part, the difficult part.I am sorry.
相反的，服侍神要把整颗心都放进去。
On the contrary, when you serve God, you must put all your effort, your heart.
你要把你所有的力量放进去。
And you must invest all your strength.
你要将你的智慧、将你的经验、将你的知识，全身全人都投进去。
With all your strength, your wisdom, your whole person, your whole being.You put it on.
第四，摩押不向罪恶宣战。
Fourthly, the Moabites would not declare war against sin.
第十节的下半节说，摩押禁止刀剑不精选。
Verse 10, the second part, said the Moabites kept the sword from touching the blood.
禁止刀剑不精选的意思是他们不愿意为持守真理向罪恶宣战。
Now this meaning of not touching the sword against the blood means that they are not willing to declare war against sin.
这种心态与懒惰有关系。
Now this mentality is related to laziness.
就是他们用妥协换取安稳。
They exchange ease with compromisation.
他们用让步换取平安。
With concession, they exchange peace.
他们宁可接受罪恶。
They would rather tolerate sin.
他们说我们不愿意触犯人。
And they say we don't want to offend people.
我们不要惊动任何一个人。
We don't want to scare anyone.
因为他们这样的心态，这样的立场，罪恶就在他们当中得胜了。
Because of this mentality and this viewpoint of life, sin prevails among the Moabites.
弟兄姐妹，罪恶为什么会在一个社会得逞呢？
Brothers and sisters, why does sin, how could sin prevail in a society?
就是罪人非常的积极，好人自以为好人非常的消极。
How? When sinners are very aggressive,And the so-called good people are very passive.
当好人什么都不管，什么都不理睬的时候，罪恶在他们当中就迅速的蔓延。
When the good people doesn't care, do not care, then sin prevails.
所以神的审判就临到那些做上帝的工、懒惰的人。
So the punishment of God.Come upon those who do the work of God with a lazy attitude.
神的审判也临到那些不愿意为真理而站立而征战的人身上。
And the judgment of God also come upon those who are lazy, who are not willing to fight for the truth.
我想这一方面，我们一起做中国人要小心。
I think that in this respect.We as Chinese must be especially careful.
因为很多中国人都很自豪地说，我是一个很中庸的人。
For many Chinese say with proud, I am a neutral man.
我什么都可以。
Everything, anything is okay to me.
其实做一个基督徒不可以拥有这种心态的。
In fact, to be a Christian, you do not have, you should not have this mentality.
你不是选择上帝，就是选择魔鬼。
If you don't choose God, then you choose Satan.
你不是选择天堂，就是选择地狱。
If you don't choose heaven, you're choosing hell.
你不是选择永生，就是选择永远的灭亡。
If you do not choose eternal life, then you choose eternal.Destruction.
如果你不走在那真理的窄路上，就是走在宽广灭亡的路上。
If you do not walk on the narrow path of the truth, then you are walking on the broad way to hell.
弟兄姐妹，基督徒要明白真理。
Brothers and sisters, Christians must understand the truth.
要学保罗为真理而战。
Must learn from the Apostle Paul to fight for the truth.
第五，摩押欺负。神的选民以色列。
Fifthly, the Moabites mistreat the people of God, the Israelites.
二十七节说：“你不曾嗤笑以色列吗
？”Verse 27 asks the question: Have you not mocked the Israelites?
你不是每逢提到以色列就摇头摇头吗
？Aren't you shake your head whenever you mention Israel?
弟兄姐妹，摩押是罗德的后裔。
Brothers and sisters.Moabites are descendants of Lot.
罗德是亚伯拉罕的侄子。
Lot is Abraham's nephew.
所以摩押人跟以色列人是有亲戚关系的。
So the Moabites have relationship with the Israelites.
但是当以色列人离开埃及过红海进到旷野之后
，But after the Israelites departed from Egypt.Cross the Red Sea and enter into the desert.
摩押人没有像亲人一般来恩待、来善待以色列人。
The Moabites did not treat the Israelites well as relatives.
他们不让以色列人从他们的地经过。
They did not allow the Israelites to pass through their land.
他们没有给水、给食物给他们的亲人。
They did not offer water and food to their relatives.
不但如此，摩亚的王叫巴勒，还派使者到米索多大米去请一个叫巴兰的来咒诅以色列人。
Not only so, the king of the Moabites also sent messengers to Mesopotamia to invite a false prophet whose name is Balaam.
所以神对摩西说，摩亚人不得入耶和华的会。
And they invite Balaam to come to curse the Israelites, and therefore God said the Moabites cannot join the assembly of God.
神给他们悔改的机会，他们继续与盟国商议，要来设计谋害以色列人。
God gave them opportunity to repent, but they continue to align themselves with other nations to plot against the Israelites.
所以到耶利米的时候，神就说，我不要让他们继续生存下去了。
So until the time of Jeremiah, God said, I don't want the Moabites to survive anymore.
弟兄姐妹，你今天还有听过一个叫摩亚的人吗？
Brothers and sisters, today have you ever heard about a Moabite?
你有听过摩亚的新闻吗？
Have you heard about the news from Moab?
你说牧师没有。
He said, pastors, I've never heard that.
是的，他们被亚拉伯人取代了。
Yes, they were substituted by the Arab.
古代的摩亚就是今天的约旦。
Now the ancient Moab is today's Jordan.
弟兄姐妹，愿我们在这里学功课。
Brothers and sisters, let's learn lesson from here.
作为基督徒，作为神的子民，我们要善待以色列人。
As Christians, as children of God, we must treat the Israelites with kindness.
在我们当中有没有犹太人啊？
Is there any Jews among us?
如果有，我们真的要特别的爱你。
If there is, we must love you in a very special way.
我们也要为以色列，也要为耶路撒冷求平安。
We must pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
我知道这个教会有很多的弟兄姐妹在祷告会、在施祷当中，你都为耶路撒冷求平安，主赐福给你。
I know that many brothers and sisters, in your personal prayer, in the prayer meeting, you pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May the Lord bless you for that.
同时我们也要爱主里的弟兄姐妹。
Meanwhile, we must love the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们要为教会弟兄姐妹祷告。
We must pray for the brothers and sisters in the church.
我们要关怀有疾病、痛苦、孤单的肢体。
We must care for the parts of the bodies or other believers with love and with visitation.
我们要珍惜服侍主的同工们。
And we must treasure or value those who serve the Lord.
他们跟大家一样的。
They're like everyone.
你忙碌，他们也相当忙碌的。
You are busy, they are also busy.
你有生活上的挣扎，他们也有生活上的挣扎。
You have struggles of life, so do they.
但是他们因为爱主的缘故，就摆上就服侍主。
But because of their love for God, they offer themselves up to serve God.
我们还要尊敬传道人跟牧师。
We must also respect preachers and pastors.
我们要听神借着他们传讲的真理。
We must listen to the truth that God spoke through them.
我们要效法他们在神的面前过圣洁敬虔的生活。
We must imitate them to live a pious and holy life in the presence of God.
弟兄姐妹，以上我们讲了摩亚安逸的五种表现。
Brothers and sisters, above we mentioned the five manifestations of the Moabites' lifestyle of ease.
就是依靠自己的财宝。
That is, depending on their own treasure.
就是向耶和华讲夸大的话。
That is to speak arrogance toward God.
就是不殷勤服侍耶和华。
That is not serving God diligently,
就是不愿意站在真理的立场上向罪恶宣战。
And not stand on the position of truth to declare war against sin，
就是藐视神的百姓。
And also mocking, looking down upon the people of God.
其实这是每一个在安逸中享受生活的人的副产品。
In fact, this is the byproduct of a person live at ease.
这也是导致摩亚人最终灭亡的原因。
This is also the cause that leads to the destructions of the Moabites.
今天我们要回顾摩亚的历史和他的教训。
Today we must look back to the history of the Moabites and the lessons that they have taught us.
免得神来查看我们的生命，发现我们有很多的沉淀物，很多的罪恶，就太多的时候，神就要审判我们了。
Let God come and see that we have so much drag and lees in our lives, so God will judge us.
你说牧师，我觉得神好像已经把我倒出去了。
He said, Pastors, I felt that God already has pulled me out.
我应当在神面前持守什么样的心态呢？
What kind of attitude should I hold in the presence of God then?
我应当如何看我现在那挣扎的困境呢？
How should I look at the dilemmas of my struggle?
以下是问题的回答。
Below is an answer to the question.
第一，神如果把你倒出去，你应该把它看成是神对你一个警惕，一个忠告。
If God has pulled you out, you must look at it as a warning from God.
因为神看到你的生命已经变质了，味道已经变酸了。
For God see that your life has been changed in a negative way, and your life, the flavor of your life has become sour.
神就使用一些事故来拦阻你，来调转你的脚步。
So God uses some incident or accident in your life to turn your footsteps.
可能是你的男朋友，是你的女朋友对你说，我们分手了。
Perhaps this difficulty that you encounter right now is your boyfriend or your girlfriend saying to you now, we're parting.
或者你生了一场病。
Or perhaps now you incur sickness.
或者你出了一个意外。
Or maybe something surprise happened to you.
或者你拿到一个罚单。
Or maybe you receive a ticket.
或者你听到消息，你即将失去你稳固的职业。
Or perhaps you receive a news that you shall lose your stable job.
啊，突然之间你慌乱起来。
And all of the sudden, you become nervous.
啊，我要如何过我前面的日子呢？
How should I live the days ahead of me?
我要如何面对我的未来呢？
How should I face my future?
我的美梦破灭了。
My dream is broken.
我的安全感被拿走了。
My sense of security has been taken.
我好像酒在一个容器里被倒到另外一个容器里。
Like wine, I've been poured from one container to another.
弟兄姐妹，这个时候你要求告神。
Brothers and sisters, at this moment, you must call upon God.
当你到神面前来的时候，神要对你说。
And when you call upon God in His presence, God will say to you,
孩子，我听到你的声音太高兴了。
My child, I have heard your voice, and I'm so glad.
最近你很少亲近我。
Recently, you seldom come close to me.
你把我忘记了。
You have forgotten me.
孩子，你到哪里去了呢？
My child, where did you go?
我一直在等候你。
All along, I've been waiting for you.
是我把你从这个器皿倒到另外一个器皿。
It is I who pour you from this vessel to another vessel.
是我把你放在一个新的环境中。
It is I who put you in a new environment.
这样做，我要使你归回我的爱里。
I do so in order to bring you back to my bosom of love.
我要你与我重新建立美好的关系。
I want you to establish a new, a beautiful relationship.
答案的第二部分。
Now the second answer.
神有的时候将你倒出去，是因为他在你生命里面有一个更美好的计划。
Sometimes God pulls you out because God has a better plan for you.
神要你属灵的生命丰盛成熟。
God wants your spiritual life to be abundant and mature.
神要在你的生命里做一件新奇的事。
God wants to do a new thing in your life.
神要使你走上属灵的高原一个新的征途。
God wants you to walk up to a new journey of spiritual height.
让你因为生活太安定、太安稳、太舒适了，你对神的计划一点也不感兴趣。
But because you are at ease too much, too relaxed, and you're not interested in the plan of God.
神叫你出去走走，叫你去看、去观察，你说我不愿意。
God say, go out and see, go out and observe. You say, I am not interested.
这个时候，神就把你从安逸中抛出去。
At this moment, God throw you out from your ease.
你说神搅动我，我不喜欢。
Say God disturb me, I don't like it.
但是神试炼你，唯叫你坚强。
But when God try you, He wants you to be stronger.
神要你在试炼中发现自己的软弱。
God wants you to discover your weakness in trials.
神要借着一切的艰难，使到你来亲近神。
God wants to use all difficulties to draw you closer to Him.
你亲近神，就必从他得着帮助，得着力量。
When you draw close to Him, you will gain help and strength from Him.
你来亲近神，神就让你看到一条又新又美又活的道路。
And when you come close to God, He will enable you to see a more beautiful, a newer, a higher path.
亲近他，你的生命会更加的纯洁灿烂。
Drawing closer to God, your life becomes purer and brighter.
弟兄姐妹，你或正处在一个舒适的环境，然后神把你丢出去。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps you have been in a very comfortable position and God has thrown you out.
你或正遇到人生的风浪。
Perhaps you are just facing the storm of life.
你生命的船几乎被吹翻，被破裂。
And the boats of your life is almost being destroyed, shipwrecked.
你说我要被淹没了。
You say, I'm drowning.
我不知何去何从。
I don't know where I'm going, where I'm coming.
我一想到前途就沮丧绝望。
Whenever I think about the future, I'm discouraged and despaired.
我的脚步就好沉重，走不下去。
And my footsteps are very heavy, I cannot go on anymore.
惊惶惧怕如同实体将我抓住。
Fear and alarm grip me.
但弟兄姐妹，放心，神正在你人生的船上。
Brothers and sisters, take heart, for God is on the boat of your life.
神对你的人生有答案。
God has an answer for your life.
神要帮助你。
God wants to help you.
神把你倒出来，不是要毁灭你。
God pull you out, not to destroy you.
乃是要把你生命中的渣滓除掉，使你更纯洁。
God want to remove the lees from you so that you can be purer.
所以今天你只管坦然无惧到神的面前来。
So today, just come to the presence of God with no fear.
早些时候诗班唱歌的信息说，把你挑不起的重担带到耶稣的跟前来。
Earlier when the choir was singing, they sing a message, when you cannot bear the burden, bring it to Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，作为神的儿女，神因爱，不要我们过太过安逸的生活。
Brothers and sisters, as children of God, God loves you so much. He doesn't want you to live in ease.
他搅动我们，使我们不至于闲懒。
He disturbed us so that we will not be lazy.
他将我们的安逸拿走，为使我们成长成熟。
He takes away our ease so that we will grow and become mature.
他使劲风吹动我们，使我们的性格更坚强，更有深度。
He used storm wind to push us so that our lives become stronger and deeper.
今天的信息分享到这里，将时间交给黄启光牧师。
This leads to the conclusion of the message today, and we thank God for His word.
弟兄姐妹，我们为着神的话语来感恩。
It's always good.
主的话语都是很好。
And you don't say, I just want to hear certain words of God.
你不要对神说，我只要听圣经中某一部分的经节经文。
You say, pastors preach the whole Bible to me.
你应该说。牧师向我传讲全本圣经。
The whole Bible is good.
全本圣经都是神的话，都是好。
感谢主。天父的慈爱
Now may the loving kindness of God the Father
我们主耶稣基督的恩惠
And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
圣灵的交通
May the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
每一天都与弟兄姐妹同在
Be with brothers and sisters daily
直到我们主耶稣基督回来的日子
Until the day Jesus Christ returned back for us
愿主牵着您的手
May the Lord hold your hand
每天与你同行
May the Lord walk alongside with you
愿他安慰你
May the Lord comfort you
愿他扶持你
May the Lord uphold you
愿他引领你
And may the Lord guide you
愿他供给你
May the Lord provide for you
愿他给你一切的智慧力量和资源来为主而活
And may the Lord give you all the resources strength health wisdom to live a life for Christ
在生活中 遵行神的道。
And then to keep the word of God in your daily living.
在凡事上总要天父的名。
And to glorify the name of God the Father in all things that you do.
高举基督。
Uplift Christ always.
彰显真理。
And then to magnify the truth.
是圣灵喜乐。
And to make the Holy Spirit happy.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We bless in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
我全心信心托住，无论走何处。我全心信心托住，有日全消除，穿过黑暗无迷迷雾，直上天堂路。
弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是嘉略山华人基督教会为您制作的。您听了节目，心里如果有感动，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的电话是909-591-0080，909-591-0080，或者是626-475-6684，626-475-6684。我们也邀请您来参加我们教会的主日崇拜，时间上午10点开始，地址在3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino, California 91710，3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino, California 91710。朋友，谢谢您的收听，愿主赐福给您。下个礼拜天上午同一时间，我们空中再会。